The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs., the bonus episode. In case you're keeping track, this is Season 2, Episode 7, and well, we have to disclaimer this.
Yes, we do, because reasons.
So, we are very, very luckily gifted screeners by the wonderful people at USA. We love you. Thank you so much for doing that for us. We're incredibly appreciative of that. And so because of that, we typically record this show in advance so we can drop it when the episode airs, so that way you guys can get the reactions just as soon as it airs, right? Because, you know, we want to make sure you have that out there. And, well, something happened with Season 2 where they actually did not air all the episodes, and so this episode was recorded back in February, and they're now releasing it here in it's November. So, we're really sorry in advance if there's any spoilers, if there's anything in there that you guys haven't heard or seen. We're really, really sorry, because it's also, this is not actually episode 7 in the sequence. It's out of sequence.
This was supposed to be episode 9 originally.
Yes.
And now it's number 7, because they announced on Monday, today, when you're hearing this, because it's going to be dropped right after it ends, that they're airing an episode tonight. So, this is episode 7 in the sequence of things. Now, was episode 9.
It's still good. It's still fantastic. And we hope you guys enjoy this recap, but we just wanted to disclaimer that for you, so there could be possible spoilers ahead for the Ms. and Mrs. season. Hopefully not. But like I said, this was recorded back in February, and we don't necessarily remember what we recorded back in February. So we're really, really sorry in advance, but I hope you like it. So with that, Maurice is getting close, y'all. She's getting close because she's starting to nest. She's starting to freak out about little things. She wants little things done. She's ready to have them done. She wants the crib put together. She wants the garage cleaned out. She wants the dog air conditioning for the dog cage outside fixed. She wants all these different things done. So, Miz, he goes out there. He's trying to fix the air conditioner for the dog kennel outside. And, you know, he's like, hey, Marjo, go test it because Maurice comes out. Is like, hey, I need you for something. So he goes in, and Marsha ends up getting stuck in the dog kennel.
And she's like asking for him to get out. It's like, he just ignores it.
Yeah, he walks back inside. So Maurice has bought a second crib. Now, in Miz's mind, the whole reason why they had kid number one was so they could do hand-me-downs for kid number two. Monroe is one. And she's in that really, what I would say, awkward phase where she doesn't quite need a crib, but she doesn't need a bed yet. And the crib that they bought doesn't convert.
Yeah, by the time, she's a year away from a bed.
So, for Marie, she's like, no, we're going to keep Monroe's crib. And then I got a second crib for the second baby. And Miz is like, no. And she's like, look, I've been cooking for this baby for 9 months. You're going to build a crib.
And he's like, all right, I guess I'm building a crib.
Yes, I'm building a crib. So we find Miz later. He's washing his Jeep. He's talking to it. He loves his Jeep.
He's whispering sweet nothings to it.
Maurice comes out and is like, WTF. And this is where she starts harping on him about the Jeep and his toys. Now, this is really important because Miz has his Jeep and he has a Guns N' Roses pinball machine that's been wrapped up for 20 years. And of course, the golf cart from Texas, all this stuff. And it drives Maurice nuts because the garage is full. They can't park in the garage because they've got all their extra stuff in there because obviously their house in Texas is bigger than the house in LA. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want this all cleaned up. I want this cleaned out. And he's like kind of arguing with her about it because basically she feels like it's childish that he has his toys.
His toys.
And she wants him to get rid of his toys. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to keep my stuff. And so she's like, they kind of have a little back and forth, and so she ends up spraying him with the hose.
Yeah.
So then we go to TV. Y'all, we need to talk about the glow up that happened that we didn't even know that had happened until we saw this show. our good TV friend, because we don't actually know him, Mark Carano, mm-hmm. appeared. He made a guest appearance on Miz and Mrs. You might know him from Total Divas and Total Bellas. He's the senior, what is his title?
He's something to do with talent relations.
He's talent relations. He's a bigwig in talent relations. Right? And we all know Mark Carano. At least if you've seen the other shows, you know what he looks like. He walked on TV. He's got a fade. He's got a goatee. He's all nicely dressed. I was like, when he walked on the screen, they put his name up. I was like, no. I think he was tan, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, that's not Mark Carano. I know what Mark Carano looks like. That's not that man. And then he spoke. And it's like, sure enough, there's Mark. It's like, wow. Somebody cleaned up well.
Yeah.
Like, cleaned up really well. So congratulations, Mark. Way to go on the glow up, man. Way to go. Good job. So Mark sits down with Miz. They're talking. And basically, they have a movie role for Miz to do. Mm-hmm. There's just one problem. It is right around the time that Maurice is due.
Yeah.
And Miz very much wants to be there for his wife. He wants to be there for the birth. He wants to make sure that she is taken care of, that she feels supported, that she has everything that she needs from him. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be a good husband.
Yes.
And I applaud him for it because he really, really, really wants to do the movie, but at the same time, he really wants to be a part of this experience.
Yeah.
And so he tells Mark he wants to do it, but it's tentative.
He has to talk it over with the wife.
Yeah, he has to talk to Maurice about it and make sure it's okay with her. He doesn't want to accept and piss her off without telling her.
By the way, the movie role is to play himself.
Yeah. Mojo Rawley's in there giving him crap because he's like, oh, you gotta check with the old ball and chain.
Mojo also volunteered to play the Miz.
Yeah, he's like, I could do it. How hard could it be? And Miz is like, yeah, I'm gonna punch you in your face.
Sure,
now.
Mojo. Sure, whatever you say.
And I don't know why Mojo was randomly in there when they're doing talent meetings, but okay.
They weren't actually in a private room. They were just backstage.
Yeah. Maurice also got a new purse. It's not new. It's 2 weeks old. But Miz kind of wonders why he's never seen
it. Okay, I got a question. Hmm? 2 weeks is still new, right?
Yeah.
What's the definition of when it's not new?
I would say anywhere from about 3 to 6 months.
Okay. That's what I would consider, too. Okay.
It depends on how often you use it, because she has multiple purses. So if it's something that, like, she's using it every day, I would say 3 to 6. Mm-hmm. If she's not using it all the time, then I would give it more like 6 to 8, just because it's an occasional purse versus an everyday purse.
Okay.
That's me. Especially since she keeps all her purses in very good condition, she could easily get away with saying it's new.
Okay.
Because it's kept in pristine condition.
Just curious.
Mm-hmm. So then we go to the gynecologist's office. Maurice is going in for her checkup. And here's where we find out that she has a situation. She has a condition.
Condition.
She's a little backed up.
little constipated.
She has a problem. She can't go to the bathroom. She's very embarrassed about it.
And Miz keeps making fun of her.
Miz keeps making fun of her for it. And the doctor looks at her and tells her, this is very common. You just need to take iron for it and, you know, drink fruit juice and you'll be fine. It'll clear everything out. And she's like, okay. And then they start talking to her about the birth and what they need to do and scheduling the C-section. And they warn her that there's a very real chance that she could go early again.
Because mm-hmm. the first one was early. This one will be early. So they want to schedule this one early. And this is all confusing Miz because he's trying to map out his schedule. And then he randomly brings up the movie role.
Yeah, at the gynecologist's office. She's sitting in the chair. The gynecologist is talking to her about the birth of her second child. And Miz is like, oh, that's right around the time of the movie. And the doctor and the Maurice are like, what?
What movie? What are you talking about?
And this is where he starts to talk to her about it. And they kind of argue about it. And the doctor's like, do I need to be here for this? Like, do y'all need a moment?
Yeah,
they, like, realize, oh, crap. We're in public. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, basically, she says that he should do the movie. He doesn't want to do the movie because he doesn't want to leave her alone. Mm-hmm. But she wants him to do it because she knows he really wants to do it. So she's trying to be the supportive wife and he's trying to be the supportive husband. So then we're riding around and Maurice doesn't think that Mike needs the Jeep. Basically, she's of the mindset that Mike needs to grow up.
Yeah.
Which she's like, you know, having the Jeep that's all jacked up is fun when you're 25, but you're like 40. Which I don't think that's a really, I don't know. I think, and I'm chalking all of this up to pregnancy brain.
Or the fact that she may just hate the Jeep.
She may just hate the Jeep, but this whole like mission to get rid of his stuff. Mm-hmm. Is like, okay, but he should get to have his fun things. Like, you know, the Jeep makes him happy. It's something fun. Like, everybody has their dream car. It may not be a Maserati. To Miz, it's the Jeep, right? Mm-hmm. He loves it. You know, the pinball machine. It's apparently a one in a million or rare pinball machine or whatever.
It's a collectible.
It means something to him. It's valuable to him. And it's like, yeah, it's stupid. But you know what? We all have those things that we really love and enjoy and we want to keep. So I think she's kind of in the wrong. Because especially about the pinball machine, which was a very big pain point in this episode. She's like, it's been wrapped up for 7 years. You've never had it out. And he's like, I've never had anywhere to put it. Like, there's been nowhere for it to go.
I'm like, can I put it in the house? Can I put it in the house? Can I put it in the house? And she's like, no.
No. Yeah, she won't let him put it in the house. So it's like, what do you expect him to do? You know? So it's kind of an odd situation between them. So they're back at home. Maurice is drinking prune juice. Miz is still making fun of her for her condition.
She called it cranberry juice. He's like, it's prune juice.
It's prune juice. And what does prune juice help with, Maurice? And she's like shooting daggers at him. Mm-hmm. So Miz has to leave. He has to go to TV. She's still in her condition.
Condition.
But, you know, and she's still stressed about everything, and she still wants all these things done. And so Miz is like, you know what? I'm going to take care of it. I've brought in help.
Okay, so when I thought, like, going and tying this whole thing together, I thought it was going to be Mojo. Because Mojo was going to play the part of Miz, so I figured he was bringing the Mojo. Was not Mojo. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Mojo. I was right there with you. And instead, it's George. So Miz brings his dad out to help Maurice get things done while he's at TV. Which is very sweet.
Yeah.
And I will give George all the credit in the world. George really did try. He didn't try well or hard, but he did try.
So first thing he says, prune juice. Who's constipated?
Yeah. And Maurice is like, oh God.
It's going to be a long 2 days.
It's going to be a long 2 days for her. So George sets about putting the crib together. Mm-hmm. He doesn't read the instructions because he says there are no instructions and they're sitting right there on top of the box.
Nice job, camera people. Like, right
good
there.
Job.
Right there.
Right there. And so he's using duct tape to put the crib together, and it's short on one side, so he's got a block under one of the legs.
Styrofoam block.
So it doesn't wobble.
Yeah. Using duct tape, it's yeah.
So.
And the theory was babies like to be rocked, so it works.
Yeah. And she's like, no, 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 I'm not putting my child in that. And then Maurice is like, you know, I need the garage cleaned out. I want everything to go. It just needs to get outside. And so George is like, okay, all right, I'm going to think about it.
And then he's trying to, you know, okay, I'm going to, he comes back and he hasn't done anything. And then it's like,
no, no. The best part is she comes back. He's sitting in the golf cart reading her Playboy.
Yeah, which we didn't know was her Playboy originally until later.
Well, it's like, I figured it was a dirty magazine because they had both the front and the back cover blurred.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's a very clear telltale sign that is something not fit for TV.
Yeah, it's porn.
So, and she's like, oh my God, George, and she freaks out and she grabs it. And we found out later that it's her Playboy, but we don't know that originally. And he's like, what? There's a really good article of broccoli in here. And she's like, what are you doing? Why are you, you know, why is anything done? And he's like, oh, I was thinking about it. You know, I've kind of come up with a plan. And she's like, I just want this stuff gone. You know, like the pinball machine, the golf cart. And George is like, well, how much you want for it? And she's like, $50. And he's like, sold. So she sells the golf cart and Mrs. Rare pinball machine for $50 each, so she makes $100. Miz comes home, he sees that the crib is put together and the garage is cleaned up, and the first thing he notices is that his stuff is gone. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Maurice, what'd you do with my stuff? Well, I sold it. What do you mean you sold it? Miz gets upset because she got rid of his things without telling him or asking him or anything, so to get out of it, she starts faking contractions.
Yeah.
And he's like, No, stop.
We're going to talk about this when I get back.
We're going to talk about this because that's not cool. So Maurice gets back and she's ready for George to go. And we also should mention that George has a foolproof remedy for constipation that he keeps recommending, but Maurice does not want to take it.
Right.
So Miz comes home, and Maurice has finished the crib herself because George tried, but George isn't very good at doing things. But she's not going to complain about it because George sat on the floor and tried to put the crib together. Like, an effort was made, and it was more than she could ever ask him for. Mm-hmm. So she's very appreciative, but she's ready for George to go.
Also, she realized how good she has it with Miz.
Yeah. She realized how good of a man Miz really is because of spending 2 days with his father.
Yeah.
And I think she's a little grateful for his mom, too. Because she realized that his mom was the one that raised him. And so, you know, Maurice tells Miz, I got it. I can take care of everything. Don't worry about it. Go do the movie. Mm-hmm. We're okay. We're going to be fine. And so Miz is like, okay, all right. And they come upstairs and there's George with the Playboy again. And Miz tells, you know, George, it's time to go. They take the Playboy away and then Miz sits down and reads it because he's like, wow, there really is a good article on broccoli in here.
Nice tie-in.
Nice tie-in. So then we get to the subject of toys. Miz is putting his clothes away. He walks by Maurice's closet and he sees all of her shoes and purses, her toys. And she complains about his toys and she takes them away and she sells them. And so he decides he's going to take her purses and her shoes and sell them. Mm-hmm. Fair is fair, right?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in agreement with him. Fair is fair. You're going to take his stuff without his permission and sell it and not bother to say anything about it. Why shouldn't he get to do the same thing? It's not a basis for a good relationship, but it's like, it makes sense. Like, turnabout is fair play. And then she gets really livid with him because he's going to do it. And he asks the question, why do you get to get rid of my toys, but I don't get to get rid of yours? That's not right. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. It wasn't right for you to do what you did, and I don't appreciate it. And then she started faking contractions again. And he's like, stop it. Just stop it. And so I don't think there was really ever a conclusion to that beyond, I think she promised not to do it again, maybe. But there was never really ever a conclusion. And that's why I'm like chalking kind of some of this up to pregnancy brain. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's where she's at right now, is she's nesting and the hormones are raging and she's getting ready to go in labor. And so she's just a little crazy right now. And so she's doing things that are maybe not in her normal character.
Yeah. Like, I thought she was going to just get them back from George and that was going to be the end of it.
Yeah, because she's like, you know, I sold them each, you know, $100 to George or $50 each and made $100. Hmm. And Miz is like, God, of course you sold them to George and they're probably already out on eBay.
Yeah. So let's get to the conclusion of this show.
So the conclusion of this show is Maurice, this whole time, is also still suffering from her condition. She's very backed up and she's had no success. So she walks in the kitchen, she opens the fridge, and she's like, what is that smell? What is that awful smell? Opens the fridge, and there's George's Remini, and it just says, it will help. So she drinks it.
She's desperate at this point.
She's like, why the hell not? It's terrible. It's awful. She's no idea what's in it. But it's like, you know what? When you gotta go, you gotta go. Like, if you've ever been probably as badly backed up as she is, you will do anything to take care of that. And then I don't think it quote unquote worked, because we don't have the exact time frame from when she drank it to when she ran to the bathroom. But I think it was a combination of like everything that she had done. Something finally
kicked in
and she made the mad dash for the bathroom, finally getting relief.
She did say it worked. She did scream, George, it worked at the end.
Yeah, she did. But like I said, I don't think it works that quick.
No, I don't think it works that quick. Maybe it does. Who knows? He may have the perfect remedy. Maybe there's something in there. Go, okay. All right. We're good. We're going now. You never know.
Astro-wide for constipation.
How dare you question George Mizanin? He's Miz Dad. He has all the answers.
I don't doubt it. I'm just a...
You're doubting him.
No, I'm not doubting him. I'm doubting the time frame because it's got to work its way through the system, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been time lapse of 5 minutes. You never know, 10 minutes.
It takes longer than that to work through the system.
Okay, maybe 15, 20. Who knows? It worked. That's all that matters. It worked, and she was able to go to the bathroom.
She has had her relief. So we move on to episode 10. I think we all have kind of figured out at this point that the baby is coming probably next episode, but that's okay. That's fine. But this was a good episode.
It was good. It was very fun.
which means that, like, next episode there should be lots of, like, drama and hilarity to be had.
Indeed.
And I think Marjo did eventually get out of the doghouse, but we don't know. Sure.
We never found out. She may still be in the cage to this day. You never know.
I don't think she is, but
you don't know. It has air conditioning. She's fine. They can bring her water.
That's so wrong. And with that, I think that does it for episode 2, season 7. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys liked the recap and, you know, had fun with it. And, well, I tell you what else is going to be fun is the brand new season of Ms. and Mrs., which is debuting this Thursday. Super exciting, guys. We can't wait to see it. We've waited so long for it. So, with that, you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Make sure you follow us on the Twitters, Facebooks, and Instagrams at Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you catch us live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack, live at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
So, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back very soon with another review. Till then,